Chapter 5. A Strange Voice. Sarah tried not to think about Miss Kirk's proposal by working hard all evening on the homework for her English literature lesson. There's a period of 7 years in Shakespeare's life that is called the Dark Period, Miss Lydon, her English literature teacher, had said in the lesson that day. There's no documented evidence of what Shakespeare did from the time he lived in Stratford with his wife and children from 1585 to 1592, when he became part of the London theatre world. What made him change his life from living as a family man in a small town to writing and acting in plays in London? I'll give you all the information on the three most popular theories. Your homework tonight will be to study them and choose the one that you agree with. I suggest that you search for more information on the internet. It's a great resource for learning. Sarah did exactly that. After reading everything that Miss Lydon had given to the class, she found much more information on all three theories on the internet. However, the extra information didn't make it easier to choose one theory. She was still searching through different web pages on Shakespeare when someone knocked on her door.
"Leave me alone, Justin. I'm working," she shouted.
But the door opened and Sarah saw her dad standing in the doorway.
"Sorry, Dad. I thought it was Justin,"
Sarah apologized. "I've just got home from work and wanted to say hi," her dad said. "I can see that you're very busy, so I'll leave you alone."
"No, don't go. I really need a break from this," Sarah said, pointing to the computer and the papers on her desk.
"What are you working on?" asked her dad as he came and stood behind her chair. Sarah explained the homework to him.
"That sounds interesting," her dad said. "So, what are the three theories?"
"Well, one theory says that Shakespeare was forced to escape to London from Stratford so as not to go to prison."
"Shakespeare was in prison?"
her father said in surprise. "Why?"
"It seems a local aristocrat called Sir Thomas Lucy became his enemy," explained Sarah. "According to this version, Shakespeare often hunted deer on Lucy's land. However, this was considered illegal, so Sir Thomas Lucy imprisoned Shakespeare several times. I think Shakespeare decided that the best thing to do was to move to London, where he finally got work in the theatre."
Sarah's father laughed.
"That's funny. I've never thought of Shakespeare doing something illegal. What about the second theory, Sarah?"
"The second theory isn't as exciting," continued Sarah. "Some experts on Shakespeare believe that he worked as a schoolteacher during this period. They think that he worked for an aristocrat called Sir Thomas Hesketh, who loved theatre and organized performances in his home. Shakespeare probably helped his students act out some of the classic Greek plays that they studied."
"So how did Shakespeare start working in the theatre?" Sarah's father asked.
"These experts are also sure Shakespeare had opportunities to meet people from two travelling theatre companies when they performed at Hesketh's home," Sarah explained. "One of the companies was called Lord Strange's Men. Perhaps Shakespeare even helped with these performances and showed that he had a talent for theatre."
"How did he help the visiting theatre companies?" asked Sarah's father.
"One web page that I found said that the travelling theatre companies often used volunteers from the places where they were performing to help with jobs," continued Sarah. "These could be anything from building the stage to even playing very small roles in the plays. So, perhaps Shakespeare volunteered to help and became friendly with members of these theatre companies, Sarah's dad concluded.
Good work, Dad,
Sarah laughed. Many of the people in Lord Strange's Men were later in the Lord Chamberlain's Men. That was the company that Shakespeare was a member of years later, so there's definitely a connection between him and Lord Strange's Men.
That theory is certainly logical, said Sarah's dad. What's the third one?
This one is the strangest of the three, said Sarah. At that time, the Queen's Men were the most popular theatre company in England. They performed in Stratford in 1587. A few days before this performance, two of their actors fought after a show in a town near Stratford. One of the actors took out his sword and attacked the other, who was seriously wounded in the neck while trying to defend himself. He died in less than 30 minutes.
So that means that the Queen's Men arrived in Stratford without one of their actors, Sarah's dad concluded.
Exactly, Sarah said. The experts who defend this version say that it was a perfect opportunity for Shakespeare to prove himself to the Queen's Men and for them to offer him a job. They think that he was extremely bored with his village life in Stratford. An offer to work in a large city like London was too good to miss, although it meant leaving his wife and children in Stratford.
Well, it looks like you'll have a difficult decision to make, said Sarah's father. All three theories sound quite probable, although I've got a preference for the first one. I'd like to think that Shakespeare was a bit of a rebel when he was young.
Sarah smiled at her father's little joke.
Well, I should let you work some more. Good luck with your project, said Sarah's father as he left the room.
Sarah started to work on her computer again and opened another web page on Shakespeare's life. When the page was completely downloaded, a voice suddenly came out of her computer speakers.
Seize the day, Sarah, it said. That's what I did. An unexpected opportunity presented itself, and I took it.
Sarah couldn't believe what she was hearing. Did the voice really say her name? No, that's impossible, she thought. I'm imagining it. But then the voice repeated the same message several times. Sarah was so frightened that she shut down the computer and quickly went downstairs to watch television with her parents and her brother. She sat down on the floor next to the sofa to watch a comedy program, but she couldn't concentrate. Her brother Justin saw that she was the only person in the room who wasn't laughing.
What's the matter, Sarah? He asked. Don't you think the program is funny?
I'm sure it is, Sarah answered. I was just thinking about other things. Sarah forced herself to concentrate on the program and finally relaxed. I imagined that voice, she thought. I must be really tired because I'm trying to do too many things. She stood up, said goodnight to her parents and brother, and went upstairs to get ready for bed. However, even as she went to sleep, she couldn't stop thinking about the voice repeating,
"Seize the day!"